This is your daily mind medicine.
What's the best kind of state that you can have going into any situation? People never think about this because we live in a world of tacticians, and I've consulted at this point probably close to 4,500 businesses, and that number sounds like a lot, but I'm in my 10th year of consulting, so it is not as many as you would think. I remember one time getting on a call with one of my old mentors. His name is Jay Abraham, and I was like, Jay, if I could one day be in your position, 10,000 case studies, 20, 30, 40,000 clients probably in his career, how do I do it? How do I do it? And he said, this was years ago. This was probably 6-7 years ago. He said, the most important thing to remember is to refuse to do work that you just don't enjoy. Find a way to do work that you love to do with people you love doing it with, but always remember that the opportunity cost of getting around the people that you enjoy is going to be early on in your career. The cost of getting to the people you enjoy is going to be sometimes working with people you don't enjoy so that you can tune your system. And it changed how I thought about things. And I've since taken a lot of the material that I've learned from many great teachers, spiritual teachers, business practitioners, consultants, friendships that I have. I've got one friend in particular is approaching $1 billion in net worth. And, these are people obviously that I'm friends with, but I respect their acumen in different areas. And I've consolidated everything into a framework of what's the best state? What's the best energy that you can be in day to day, week to week, month to month, to decrease your propensity to make mistakes and to increase your longevity? Because in the short term, it's about learning from your immediate mistakes. But in the long term, it's about staying in the game. You do not want to die. This is a joke amongst clients right now. Like, what's the secret to life? Don't die. This is literally as basic as you can get it. Here's the state. No fear. When we begin to make decisions based on fear, we pervert and corrode directional momentum. I've got a lot of training on this. My body of work on this is significant. You can go to, in fact, in a couple of weeks, we're releasing this on YouTube. If you're not checking out YouTube content, it's pretty fun. We're talking about a lot of dense topics that people typically don't talk about. And they don't talk about it because they don't know how to. You can luck your way into getting rich once, but the only way to get into a consistent pattern of moving up and to the right, moving forward, is to really get yourself into a position where you're not making decisions based on negative expectations. That's what fear is. Fear is the negative expectation. It's faith injected into the wrong thing. You can have faith for the right thing. You can also have faith for the wrong thing. Faith for the wrong thing is called fear. How do we remove this? We change our expectations. If you believe for something that you are not preparing for, then you do not believe in it. Imagine if you're going to the airport tomorrow, you're going to Spain and you're going to go vacation. If I'm leaving tomorrow, I am packing my bags. I'm preparing for the trip. I expect it to happen. I believe it's going to happen. And therefore, the response to that is I am preparing for it to happen. What I see a lot of entrepreneurs and people in general who are like, yeah, I've got good expectations. Where in your life are you preparing for this good thing to happen? You're not. And so this is an interesting barometer on if you have a pattern of like, I want this to happen. I want this business to work. I want this team member to work out. But you're not preparing for that thing to work. And you actually don't have faith in the thing. You don't actually believe that the thing is going to happen. And that is always indicative of fear in the central nervous system. So I'm telling you this because it's top of mind. I've been thinking about this and I've realized that there are certain areas and pockets in my life where I still have a lot of fear and I'm still battling through them. One of the telltale signs, you want to know where you're afraid. You want to know where you have fear. You want to know where fear has a controlling interest in your life and your decisions. It's the areas where you say you want something, but you are not acting in accordance with the thing that you want. It's the business owner who wants desperately for their business to grow, but they will not invest into mentorship to get it to grow. They want it, but they're not preparing for it to happen. And we can go off the rabbit trail on this, but I don't have time to do that. I just wanted to remind you that if you want to have a life of forward progress, remove the fear. Fear is the toxicity of the spirit world. Adios. Love you. Bye.